You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 8th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How the legacy of Herman Ousley shapes UK racial equality on April 8th, 2026. The United Kingdom paused to honor a man who changed the landscape of social justice. Tributes poured in from the halls of Parliament to the grassy pitches of local football clubs. These ceremonies honored the memory of Lord Herman Ousley. He was a leader who spent his entire life fighting for fairness. He passed away in late 2024, but his influence remains as strong as ever. The 2026 tributes serve as a major national reflection on the progress of civil rights. Many activists today look to Ousley for guidance. He was known for speaking truth to power. He did not back down when faced with massive systems of bias. Instead, he worked from the inside to tear down walls of exclusion. His story is a roadmap for anyone seeking to understand how to move from protest to policy. To understand the man, one must understand the era that shaped him. Herman Ousley was born in British Guiana in 1945. He moved to England in 1957 when he was only 11 years old. This move placed him in the middle of the Windrush generation. This group of people came from Caribbean nations to help rebuild Britain after World War II. Upon arrival, these new citizens often faced a cold welcome. They were British subjects with a legal right to be there, yet they dealt with daily abuse. Ousley himself experienced racial insults on the streets of South London. These early struggles gave him a deep understanding of the pain caused by exclusion. He saw how economic justice was denied to those who worked the hardest to build the country. Ousley did not let hostility stop his rise. He entered local government and began to shatter glass ceilings. In the 1980s, he became the first black chief executive of a London borough. This role is similar to a city manager in the United States. He led the borough of Lambeth during a time of great social change. Later, he became the head of the Inner London Education Authority. These positions allowed him to see how the anonymity of bureaucracy worked. He realized that it was not always a single person being mean. Instead, the very rules of the organizations were often rigged against certain groups. He used his power to change how services were delivered to marginalized communities. He proved that a black leader could manage large, complex public systems with excellence. A turning point in British history occurred in 1993. An 18-year-old black student named Stephen Lawrence was murdered in a racist attack. The police investigation that followed was a disaster. It failed to catch the killers despite plenty of evidence. This failure shocked the nation and led to a massive inquiry. Herman Ousley was a leading voice during this period of grief and anger. The McPherson inquiry was launched to investigate the police. Ousley pushed for the inquiry to look deeper than just individual officers. He knew the problem went to the very core of the institution. The case is often compared to the murder of Emmett Till in the United States. It forced the public to confront the reality that the law did not protect everyone equally. In 1999, the McPherson Report was released. It famously labeled the Metropolitan Police institutionally racist. This was a major victory for Ousley and other reformers. In the UK, this term means that an organization fails to provide proper service because of a person's color or culture. It emphasizes that bias can be unwitting or caused by simple thoughtlessness. Ousley helped the public understand that bad apples were not the only problem. He argued that the barrel itself was often rotten. This shift in thinking moved the conversation towards structural and cultural reform. It stopped being about individual feelings and started being about systemic results. This framework continues to guide activists who address historical racial injustices across the globe. Perhaps Ousley's most famous achievement was the founding of Kick It Out in 1993. At the time, racism in football stadiums was rampant. Players faced monkey chants and had bananas thrown at them. Ousley decided that the beautiful game needed a conscience. He created a campaign to identify and report discrimination at all levels of the sport. Kick It Out does not have the power to fine teams itself. Instead, it works with the Football Association to take action. It provides a way for fans and players to speak up without fear. By the 2024-25 season, reports of discrimination reached record highs. Activists say this is because Ousley created a culture where people feel safe coming forward. He turned the stadium from a place of abuse into a place of accountability. While representation has improved, Ousley always warned about sticky floors. This term describes how minority workers often get stuck in lower-level jobs. In the UK civil service, total minority representation reached 18% by 2025. This sounds good on the surface. However, the numbers tell a different story at the top. At the highest levels of government leadership, representation drops to around 10.5%. Ousley criticized this glass ceiling throughout his career. He argued that true equality is not just about who gets in the door. It is about who gets to sit at the table where decisions are made. This struggle mirrors the debates over affirmative action in education found in the United States. In 2001, violent riots broke out in the city of Bradford. These clashes involved local youth and far-right groups. The government asked Ousley to investigate the cause. His findings were published in the Ousley Report. He warned that the city was living in a state of virtual apartheid. Different racial groups were living parallel lives and never interacting. He did not just blame the youth for the violence. He blamed weak leadership and a culture of fear. He argued that communities must do more than just exist near each other. They must actively build connections. This led to the concept of community cohesion. It became a major part of UK social policy. He wanted schools and housing to bring people together rather than keep them apart. Ousley's work during the Stephen Lawrence inquiry led to a massive change in law. The Race Relations Act 2000 was a direct result of his advocacy. Before this act, the law was reactive. This means the government only acted after someone complained about discrimination. Ousley wanted something better. The new law placed a positive statutory duty on all public bodies. Schools, police, and councils now had to proactively promote equality. They could no longer wait for problems to arise. They had to prove they were working to eliminate bias. This was a radical shift that made heads of police departments legally responsible for the actions of their officers. It turned the dream of equality into a legal requirement. In 2001, Herman Ousley was raised to the peerage. He became Baron Ousley of Peckham Rye. This meant he could sit in the House of Lords, which is the upper chamber of the UK Parliament. Unlike the House of Commons, where people are elected, the House of Lords consists of experts and leaders appointed for life. He was previously made a Knight Bachelor in 1997 for his service to the community. As a peer, he acted as a crossbencher. This means he did not belong to any political party. He remained independent so he could speak his mind to everyone. He used his seat to keep the government focused on racial justice and education. Even in the highest circles of power, he never forgot his roots in the Windrush generation. He served in the Lords until his retirement in 2019, leaving a legacy of legislative change. The tributes of April 2026 show that the UK has not forgotten its titan of racial equality. In a world where current political leaders like President Donald Trump dominate the news, Ousley's focus on institutional reform remains vital. He taught a generation that change does not happen by accident. It requires hard work, legal changes, and constant pressure on those in charge. Lord Herman Ousley proved that one person could bridge the gap between the street and the state. He began as an immigrant facing abuse and ended as a peer shaping the law. His life story is a testament to the power of persistence. As long as there is bias in sport or government, his work will continue to provide the blueprint for justice. He truly was the ever-present conscience of a nation. Copyright, African Elements,